The following shiur has been presented by member of the Beis Havad Kollel and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
The sugya of Shnayim Shitil Kes, we find a number of shitas in the Rishonim. I'd like to summarize two of the main shitas that are brought down la halacha and say over some nafkaminas between them and some shitas in the Achronim about how we paskin. So the Gemara comes out that there are certain circumstances by Shnayim Shitil Lukes, two people that go into partnership without clearly stipulating what percentages of profits each one gets, that even though one person puts in more than the other person, the halach will still be that the profits are split equally. So there are two basic explanations in Rishonim given for this halacha. One explanation is the explanation of the Rif, who says that the reason for this is because since each person's part will not be able to realize a profit without the other person's part. In other words, if they bought an animal, if two people bought an animal, one person gave 60%, one person gave 40%, so since the animal would not be able to be mashbiach, would not be able to realize any profit without both of them together, so therefore the profit is shared equally between the two people. Because since they're both equally necessary for the profit, therefore the profit has to be split between them. And each one has an equal right in the profit, even though one person contributed more money than the other one. That's the shita of the Rif. The shita of the Rosh is different. The Rosh says that according to the Rif, it would come out that this halacha pertains specifically to a situation where they bought something which can't be split. For example, if they bought, like the Gemara's case, they bought a shor, they bought an axe, which cannot have any shvach, which cannot gain any profit without the entirety of the axe being present. However, if they both contributed money and bought merchandise which can be split, in other words, let's say they bought, even in the situation of axes, if they bought a number of oxen, the halacha would be that we would split them according to the money, and we would say that they don't split the profits equally. This is because since they're not both necessary, since the money of both of them is not necessary to realize the profit, therefore, the halacha is not that they have to split the profit, rather the halacha is that they split it according to each person's contribution in the principle. That's the sheet of the Rif. So the Rosh says that the Yerushalmi is clearly not going like the Rif. The Yerushalmi clearly has another explanation for the fact that they split the profit, because the Yerushalmi says that the reason that Shnayim Shitil Lekis Hashchar La'emtza, the reason that the profit is split equally between the partners rather than being split according to the money, is because the partner who contributed less to the partnership can argue that while it's true that the other person contributed more money, however, I, who contributed less, am more capable a businessman, and therefore I could have realized a greater profit with my smaller amount of money that I contributed than you would have been with your larger amount. So therefore, says the Yerushalmi, each partner, since the profit is not only realized because of natural growth, but rather because of the work that they put in and their business acumen, which they contribute to the partnership, which causes the partnership to realize the profits which it realized. Therefore, the business acumen, which is not necessarily dependent on the amount of money which each person contributed, should also be taken into consideration. And since nothing was stipulated, we can assume that the two partners intend to split it equally. Because since the money which is being contributed is not the only factor in the profits, rather it's also their business acumen and their capabilities which contribute to the profit. Therefore, we would not assume automatically that they would be splitting it according to the contributions of the partners, money-wise. Rather, a clear stipulation is needed. And since no clear stipulation was made, we can assume that they intended to split it equally without any other overriding stipulation. So, according to the Rosh, the halacha would be that even in merchandise which can be split and divided up between the partners, and where each person's part is not necessarily necessary for the profit to be realized, nevertheless, according to the Rosh, the halacha would be that because they didn't stipulate otherwise, the profit would be split equally between the two partners. So the Shulchan Aruch seems to paskin like the Rif. And the Sma brings down the Shita, the explanation of the Rif, which is that the profits are dependent on both people's share in order to exist. So it would seem in the Sma that this halacha only applies to the case of a live animal which can't be split and have profits accrue. However, there are a number of difficulties with this. The Nesivos points out that there are a number of halachas that the Shulchan Aruch says which don't seem to be able to be explained according to the Rif. The Shulchan Aruch says that if the time that they originally made up to be partners for has passed already, for example, let's say they made up to be partners for a year, and then the year passes, any profit realized after the end of the year, the Shulchan Aruch says, would be split according to the money. Argues the Nesivos, according to the Rif, this doesn't make any sense. According to the Rif, since we're talking about a live animal, since according to the Rif, the Shulchan Aruch must be talking about a live animal, because that's the only case where we can understand the halach of Haschar L'Emtza, so what difference would there be between within the time of the partnership and after the time of the partnership? Regardless, the profit cannot be realized without the shares of both partners being included. Because if one partner would pull out a share, we wouldn't have a whole animal anymore, and therefore the profit can't exist. So, argues the Nesivos, it wouldn't make any sense now for the Shulchan Aruch to say that after the time agreed upon that they would be partners, the halacha would be that the schar would be according to the contributions of the partners rather than being split evenly. Also, the Ramos paskins that if v'hu adin, so too, im shinu imash esnu b'tchila, if they do something other than what they had agreed upon originally, for example, let's say they agreed to go into a certain kind of business, and then they changed their minds and invested in something other than what they had agreed upon, the schar would be according to each person's contributions, according to each person's share in the principal. So argues the Nesivos, that also doesn't make sense. Since the schar can only exist based on both of their contributions, it wouldn't make any sense now to say that if they invested in something which they had not agreed upon originally, that the schar would be proportional to each person's share in the principal. And the Nesivos asks numerous other questions, and the Nesivos comes to the conclusion that, a very novel conclusion, he comes to the conclusion that there's no argument between the Rif and the Rosh. He says that the Rif and the Rosh are talking about two separate cases. The Rif is discussing a situation where they had not gone into partnership in order to do business with the item that they purchased. Rather, they were going to wait around until let's say they bought an ox. They were going to wait around until the ox gets heavier, and then they would shecht it and eat it, or they would sell it. But they did not go into business thinking that they would be doing business, buying and selling where business acumen would be necessary. Therefore, in that case, the Rosh Hasvara doesn't apply. The Rosh Hasvara is that because the profit is not only dependent upon the money invested, but rather is also dependent upon the business acumen of the partners, therefore, barring any other stipulation, we assume that their intention was to split the profits evenly. However, in this case, since their business acumen is totally not necessary because they weren't planning on doing any business, they weren't planning on buying and selling and being actively involved in business, but rather they were going to buy something and just wait it out and see and until the thing improves in some kind of way. And then they were going to either shecht it or sell it, so then the Rosh Svara does not apply at all. In that case, you need the Rif Svara. However, the Rosh says the Svara in a case where they are planning on doing business, and it's not something where the Rif Svara applies. It's a situation where they're investing in things which you can split and still realize the profit, where the Rif Svara would not apply. So therefore, the Nesivos says that the Rosh and the Rif don't argue, and the Shulchan Aruch, when he says these halachas, that after the agreed-upon time of partnership, or if they engage in an activity that they hadn't planned on engaging in originally, that the halacha would be that the money would be split according to each person's share. In the principle, that halacha only applies in the situation of the Rosh, in a situation where they bought merchandise. They had been planning on being actively involved in investing and buying and selling the merchandise numerous times. Therefore, the Rosh Svar applies, and the Rif Svar does not apply because we're talking about merchandise which can be split. So therefore, the halacha would be that after the agreed upon time, since there's no stipulation about that circumstance, so therefore, the halacha would be that each person would take according to his share. In other words, because since according to the Rosh, the reason why they're splitting is not because naturally their ownership gives them the right to have a split share in the profit, but the reason why they're splitting the profit is because we assume that that was their intention going into it. So that only includes what was covered by their original agreement. Since their original agreement only covered the span of the first year and only covered a certain type of business activity, so therefore if they diverge from what they had planned on doing, or if they continue to be partners after that first year, or if they engage in other kinds of business activity, according to the Rosh, that we would say that the profits are shared according in proportion to each person's money that he invested in the business. Because the whole reason, according to the Rosh, why they're splitting usually is only because we assume that that was their intention, that they wanted to split. However, in any situation which is not covered by the original agreement, the halacha would be that they would share according to their proportion in the investment. It's worthy to note that although the other achronim don't seem to agree with this position of the Nesivos, however, there are a number of other achronim, many achronim, the Shach, the Taz, the Bir Hagra, and others also, who say that they feel that even though the Sma says that the Shulchan Aruch is passing like the Rif, they feel that the Halacha should anyways be like the Rosh. So what comes out of Halacha is that anytime two people go into partnership, and even if they invest in merchandise which can be split, the Halacha would still be that the Schar would be Lemsa, that they would share the profits and split the profits in half and share it in that kind of way.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.